recorded. Welcome to Living Healthy and Aging Well. My name is Ken Hagelin, and we are broadcasting from the AM 950 radio station that overlooks Bryant Lake Regional Park, located in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. It is another wonderful day here in the Twin Cities, and I'm grateful to be here with you today, and I hope all of you listening are doing well. We are on the air every Saturday from noon to 1 to talk about your health and your life. We cover a wide range of topics to help you and your loved ones improve and enjoy your quality of life. I want to thank all of you that leave us messages on our radio show phone line. We appreciate hearing from you, and we welcome your comments, questions, and topics for future shows. Also, if you are interested in being a guest on our radio show, please call or text us at 612-999-3426. You can also contact us on our website at livinghealthyradio.com. There you can find information about upcoming guests as well as listen to our previous shows. And we look forward to hearing from you. We are adding new listeners to the show each week, not only here in the Twin Cities of Minnesota, but also throughout the country. You can find podcasts for all of our radio shows on the AM 950 radio website. And we can also be found on iTunes, Spotify, and many other podcast and streaming services. You can also watch our broadcast live on the radio station's Facebook page at AM 950 Radio. Joining me in a few minutes will be Dr. Michael Madison, President, CEO, and co-founder of ThanaCare, a Minnesota-based end-of-life planning company. And he's here to share how ThanaCare is scaling the end-of-life planning for people, families, and providers. The power of advanced care planning benefits all stakeholders, from the patient to loved ones to providers and caretakers. Each person deserves ownership over their end of life, and ThanaCare exists to empower a graceful end of life for all people. ThanaCare partners with hospital systems, hospice, palliative, and death doula providers to support end of life planning decisions. You'll enjoy listening to my conversation today with Dr. Michael Madison. If you have a question for us today, there are two ways to reach us. First, you can call the AM 950 radio station, and our friendly show engineer, Patrick, will get your call on the air. Our phone number is 952-946-6205. Once again, 952-946-6205. Or you can directly text me your question at 612-999-3426. Now, don't worry if you missed those contact numbers. I'll repeat them throughout the show. Also, please do not wait till the show has ended to call or text us with your questions. We often receive many of the same questions after the show has ended. If you have a question, many others do as well. So please contact us during the show, and we look forward to answering your questions today. All right. I want to welcome my guest for today's show, Dr. Michael Madison. He is the president, CEO, and co-founder of ThanaCare. Welcome to the show, Dr. Madison.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for having me.
All right. Before we begin our conversation, would you just please share with the audience a bit about your background, so people are always curious about who's on the show and what their background is?
Sure. No problem. I am a practicing neuroendovascular surgeon, and so what my practice is primarily an endovascular approach to stroke and to brain aneurysm. And so most of my patients are stroke patients and brain aneurysm patients. It is through the brain aneurysm patients and my experience with that patient population that I became interested in this very important subject of kind of preparing ahead of time for the end-of-life process.
All right. So that was the primary driver for kind of you taking a risk in starting a business and going forward with ThanaCare. Then was what you were seeing in your practice?
Yeah, it is hard to watch because, you know, again, I think everybody wants to live as long as they can,
right?
And I sometimes don't think there's as much focus on health span as there is on lifespan. And, you know, I think that there, it's natural for the human in the human condition to perhaps not want to talk about death or think about death ahead of time. But in doing so, you know, people are having a much more dysfunctional experience at end of life. And, the, you know, they I think that they don't – I'm pretty confident that what ends up happening is not what they would have wanted to have happen, you know, when they were younger and healthy, when they could have made those decisions electively ahead of time. You know, I think that people would say that, you know, they wouldn't have wanted to go down the path that they ultimately went down because they didn't think about it or prepare for it. And it affects not only the patient, it really strongly affects their family. You know, their families often end up having to struggle making decisions for them because they haven't helped them make those decisions. And they can feel guilt. There's a lot of conflict that occurs as a result of that. And I think, you know, you've used the term before, and I agree with it. We have medicalized death in our country. And so that what ends up happening in the context of a lack of discussion and thinking about this ahead of time is that people get overtreated at end of life. And, you know, I think I'm in the business of treating patients. I you know, I think that that always makes sense when the proposed treatment is going to make that patient live longer or have their remaining life be better. But we often at the end of life get into a situation where that's not really true, that that's going to happen. And we are still asked to do these procedures and these medical interventions primarily because the patient hasn't prepared for it, the family hasn't prepared for it, and they kind of punt, so to speak, and just say, do it anyway. And it is that that is frustrating for me as a provider to see repeatedly because I see the destructive consequences associated with all of that, you know, over-treatment, and people don't get to die outside the hospital in a much more peaceful fashion with their families by their sides. We saw this during COVID, you know, in spades that they couldn't even be in the hospital with their family members. And so many patients died in ICUs by themselves, which is just a tragedy. And then there are the financial consequences that are also real for, you know, the end-of-life experience can be a tremendously costly event for families. And, you know, I think we most of us work hard our entire lives. We, you know, I think we, ahead of time we think that maybe there'll be something to, you know, to pass on to our spouses or our children. And, again, without any planning or thought process about what you want or don't want, you'll more often than not end up burning through some of those precious assets and not leaving as much as you would have liked for your family. And so there are consequences up and down about why this, you know, this needs to be fixed. I'm very passionate about the fact that all we're asking for is patients to take some time with their family members and plan ahead and give them some direction, and things will be better. And you know, I think hopefully we can over – you know, there are a lot of people besides myself who are passionate about this, and I think we're all obligated to kind of continue to talk out loud about it and to try to get things to change, because there's still this ethos in our country where it's okay to not do any of that. And, only a smaller minority of patients have advanced care planning documents done, and a strong majority don't. And it's just sad.
Yeah, the numbers speak for themselves. The majority of people do not have one at all. And then those that do, it's not complete or it's confusing, which, again, we'll talk more about the technology that you guys are using, the services you guys have here in the next segment. But it's I think it's so confusing. And I go back to the medicalization. Just because there are treatments that people can do doesn't mean they should do. And I think that's confusing for family when they're at end of life. And I think the latest information from Medicare is that people are using up 50% of the total expenditures on their health care in the last 6 months of life. And so again, going to your financial point here, all the co-pays and the co-insurances and all the things that are wrapped up in that, as well as the cost to our healthcare system, and are we really getting what we want? Is the outcome is what we and the patient want? Is that part of what their goals are, is to be on, you know, ventilators and hooked up and, you know, in ICU or in the hospital? When would they rather trade that for spending time at home in more of a comfort type care? And it's tough because not everybody knows what goes on at end of life. People don't see it that often in the consumer world. You guys see it, obviously, in your practice. You see people, you know, in emergency rooms in your practice. But I think there's almost like I think television has something to do with this. They just don't give you the true understanding of what happens when you're trying to get someone resuscitated or, you know, dealt with at end of life.
It's all true. It's all true. And
let's continue our conversation here. It's time for a short break, Doctor. We'll be right back to have our conversation on the benefits of advanced care planning with Dr. Michael Madison, President, CEO, and co-founder of Thanacare, a Minnesota-based end-of-life planning company. And we're discussing how Thanacare is providing end-of-life planning for people, families, and providers, and how the power of advanced care planning benefits all stakeholders, from the patient to the loved ones to providers and caretakers. If you have a question, give us a call, 952-946-6205, or text us at 612-999-3426. I'm Ken Hagland, and you are listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
It's no secret that medical care costs are soaring, with nursing home and skilled nursing care costs being some of the highest. You don't have to deplete your savings in order to receive long-term care. At Schroman Law, we work with families to develop and implement strategic planning for medical assistance for long-term care, for assisted living, nursing home care, or home-based care. Contact us today to schedule a free consultation at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
NEMA, the Northeast Minneapolis Arts Association, is celebrating 29 years of Artaworld, the nation's largest open studio and gallery tour. This popular free event is a rite of spring and a great opportunity to tour private artist studios and galleries, connect with artists, and purchase original artwork. Over 1,300 artists are spread across 100 sites throughout Northeast Minneapolis to participate in Artaworld, from potters and painters, weavers and woodworkers, to musicians and glassblowers. Over 30 mediums are represented, and Artaworld takes place at studio buildings, galleries, breweries, and restaurants throughout the Northeast Minneapolis neighborhood. Artaworld runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 17th through 19th. Visit NEMA's Artaworld website to access the artist directory, maps, dining, and brew guides, and find demos, music performances, and interactive activities for everyone. Free Metro Transit passes and Art District trolley service is also available. Discover it all at NEMA.org. That's NEMAA.org.
Hi, this is Frank Brown, owner of Minuteman Press Uptown, Minnesota's only minority-owned union printing company. We have big news. We've moved to North Minneapolis.
Why did you move?
As a black business owner, I wanted to be part of the North Minneapolis community to provide jobs.
Are there other reasons you moved there?
We have bigger new equipment and outgrew the other location.
What kind of new equipment do you have?
We have new equipment that allows us to print quality signage and banners. We also have a new inkjet printer, printing larger sheets, improving production efficiencies.
Is the new location easy to find?
It's not only easy to find, it's more convenient with plenty of parking. We are now located on Washington Avenue North off I-94 and the Dowling exit.
So do you still print everything?
We print more than everything. We have over 175 Google reviews with a 5-star rating. Call 612-870-0777 or visit mpuptown.com. That's mpuptown.com. We print everything.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well, where we talk about helping you and your loved ones improve and enjoy your quality of life. My name is Ken Hagland, and joining me today is Dr. Michael Madison, President, CEO, and co-founder of ThanaCare, a Minnesota-based end-of-life planning company, and we are discussing how ThanaCare is providing end-of-life planning for people, families, and providers, and how the power of advanced care planning benefits all stakeholders, from the patient to loved ones to providers and caretakers. If you have a question for us, please give us a call, 952-946-6205, or you can directly text us your questions at 612-999-3426. I also want to mention during the show here, we do have the website ThanaCare.com up, so if you want more information, you can visit ThanaCare.com, ThanaCare.com, or follow them on LinkedIn and Instagram. All right. Well, Doctor, let's talk a bit about ThanaCare. When did you start ThanaCare, and what was the objective and mission for ThanaCare?
We started in May of 2020.
Okay, so 4 years ago.
Yeah, 4 years ago. And the goal and objective was to see if we could just change things, participate in trying to make a change in our country about getting more people to take this seriously and complete the advanced care planning process ahead of time. And, and I think the ideal time to do it is not when you are sick and making, having a medical crisis in front of you. The time to do it is when you are not in that condition, So when you're healthy and you can make good decisions about what you would want at your end of life, that's the time to do it. So we're trying to get upstream from the end of life experience because, when you don't have all that emotional and urgent concern about what is happening now, in the setting of a medical emergency, and so advanced care planning is a process where you kind of define, who's going to make decisions for you in the event that you're incapacitated, and again, while you're in sound mind and body, you get to make your decisions.
Right.
I mean, that's always the case. I mean, and nobody would argue otherwise. I mean, it's your life, your body. As long as you can make decisions, you have the right to do so. Now, some people make good decisions, some people make bad decisions, but they're decisions to make.
And, right.
the problem really arises when somebody is no longer able to make decisions for themselves, and then they have to rely on their family to do so. And if they haven't defined who gets to make those decisions, and if they haven't helped those family members make those decisions by giving them guideposts about what they want or don't want, that's when it all breaks down. And unfortunately, it puts the family under tremendous stress. It can lead to tremendous family dysfunction where, after a mother or father passes, brothers and sisters no longer talk to each other. It's just – it's so sad. And nobody – and I don't think most people would want that for their family. That's not the last thing they want to give their family is that gift. And so getting this done ahead of time is what is important, and we're trying to help people do that. We have a software platform to do that, and we can give – and you need some medical assistance. It's our belief that there are different – we don't care how you do it, but, there are different vendors, and we're not the only vendor. The important thing is to get it done and have it clear amongst your caregivers and notably your family about what you want to have done and who's going to make those decisions. And then I think that there's enough complexity, to some of these conversations that – we think, or it's our belief, that a medical professional helping them understand that complexity makes the document more real, more effective. And then it's also important for the document to be available at the time, you know, because sometimes this stuff gets done and then it's in a file cabinet at home, not at the hospital where it's needed, and or it hasn't been updated in years.
Well, it's in the safe deposit box.
Yeah, it's in the safe deposit box. Exactly. And so, I mean, it's much better for it to be available. And right. So, you know, we have a little QR code on a card that can be launched from anywhere. And then the other thing we do is we video the patient. Once they've completed the documents, we have a video process where they basically reaffirm their wishes in the context of a video. And we don't need that unless for some reason there's some uncertainty as to what the patient really wanted. You know, so sometimes everything's really been clear. The family's up really clear about what the patient wanted based on the completion of the documents. And under those circumstances, good decisions are made. Sometimes various family members may not have been present for that process. Yeah. And so it's sometimes easy for them to ignore a paper document or a digital platform. It's harder for them to ignore grandma actually saying, well, this is what I wanted,
right?
You know, or mom or dad saying, this is what I wanted. And then, you know, when they see that, they often kind of say, okay.
Yeah.
And they feel less guilt. Yeah. You know, they make good decisions and they feel less guilt.
And we talked about that before the show, how even on the bereavement side, if people have clear instructions, they know that this is what their loved one wanted, it takes a lot of anxiety, guilt, second guessing from the person after, from the POA or the family after the death. I think it's a real gift afterwards because people will ruminate. We see this in our practice, and we have a very robust bereavement program because it's helping people navigate just the loss, yes, but it's the process of the loss that they also are kind of reflecting on. Could I, shoulda, woulda, done things differently, and without having something like a document or a video to say, this is what I want, this is what I want to be done, so it takes the burden off you, the spouse, the POA, the loved one, to have to make these choices on my behalf.
It's so true, Ken. I mean, it doesn't have to be that way.
No.
I mean, we, you know, in our country, we die terribly, you know, I mean,
yes.
And it doesn't have to be that way. It can be peaceful. It can be mm-hmm. graceful. All you have to do is take a little bit of time, a couple of hours,
yeah.
and think about it and plan for it so
yeah.
that, you know, you can help your family and give them the gift of not having all this. And, you know, it's hard enough on them that you might be passing.
Right.
You know, I mean, that is a tragic thing for most families, you
yeah.
know, to have the matriarch or the patriarch passing. You don't need to add to that by, you know, having them feel all the different
right.
feelings and guilt and friction that you just alluded to.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right. Well, we're up against the clock here for the second break here. We'll be right back, folks, to continue our conversation about the benefits of advanced care planning with Dr. Michael Madison, President, CEO, and co-founder of Thanacare. He has started a Minnesota-based end-of-life company, and he is discussing how Thanacare is providing end-of-life planning for people, families, and providers, and how the power of advanced care planning benefits all stakeholders, from the patient to loved ones to providers and caretakers. Each person deserves ownership over their end-of-life, and Thanacare exists to empower a graceful end-of-life for all people. If you have a question, please give us a call, 952-946-6205, or text us at 612-999-3426. I'm Ken Hagland, and you are listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hey, it's Patrick. There's a lot to celebrate this month. Graduations, the end of the school year approaching, barbecues, and the warm weather months ahead. Make sure you celebrate in a clean home by calling the cleaning pros at Zero Res. You know Zero Res is the zero residue carpet cleaners that don't leave behind any of the dirt-attracting soaps and chemicals that other carpet cleaners use. Trust me, don't risk it for the other guys or go DIY with your carpet cleaning. It'll end up soaked for days and do more damage than good. Just check out the 18,000 raving customer reviews online with a 4.9 Google rating. Schedule today and get 3 rooms of carpet zero resified starting at just $129 and take $75 off an air duct cleaning. Make sure to mention you want the AM 950 special. Book with ease at Zero Res Minnesota or call 9520-RES. Spelled backward or forward, it's the same. Zero Res.
For Mother's Day, the best destination is the Park Tavern. It's the Mother's Day Brunch Buffet. On May 12th from 10 to 2:30, treat mom to a fantastic meal featuring the Park Tavern's delicious food. $23.95 for adults, seniors and kids under 12 are $18.95, and kids 5 and under are free. And the best part will be the memories the kids will create with mom as they enjoy an hour of free bowling with every reservation. For your reservation, go to parktavern.net for details. On May 12th, making Mother's Day memories is easy with the Park Tavern.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor, an indexed annuity tied to growth in the stock market, but without any risk of loss, ever. It's guaranteed money for life income, no matter how long you live. Call 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
End-of-life decisions are not easy to make. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Hospice Care. It's important to make sure that this difficult time is meaningful and comforting to you and your loved ones. Our hospice team provides an individualized program of physical, emotional, spiritual, and practical care so your loved one is comfortable and not in pain. At Mary T. Hospice, we understand that choosing the right hospice care provider can be overwhelming, but we're here to assist you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Peace of mind shouldn't cost a fortune. We keep things simple at Schroman Law because we believe planning for your estate and end-of-life care shouldn't be stressful or expensive. Every client relationship starts with a free consultation so clients have the information they need before making important decisions. From there, we work closely with clients to ensure they are choosing the most efficient and cost-effective plans for their specific needs. Schedule a free consultation today at schromanlaw.com. That's S-C-H-R-O-M-E-N-Law.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Rain this morning with a high of 61, then tonight clear with a low of 43. Cafe Latte is unlike any restaurant you've ever experienced. Grab a tray and pick from their award-winning selections of soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts. Cafe Latte, Victoria Street and Grand Avenue in St. Paul, or cafelatte.com. This is AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well, where we talk about helping you and your loved ones improve and enjoy your quality of life. My name is Ken Hagland, and joining me today is Dr. Michael Madison, President, CEO, and co-founder of Thanacare, a Minnesota-based end-of-life planning company. And we are discussing how Thanacare is providing end-of-life planning for people, families, providers, and how the power of advanced care planning benefits all stakeholders, from the patient to loved ones to providers and caretakers. But before we return to our conversation with Dr. Madison, I want to mention this radio show is brought to you in part each week by Minnesota Hospice. Minnesota Hospice is an independent, locally owned medical practice serving our Twin Cities communities with comprehensive end-of-life health care. The team at Minnesota Hospice provides patients and family members with award-winning end-of-life health care services. You may not be aware that hospice brings compassionate medical, social, emotional, and spiritual services to your home with typically no cost to you or your family. Please do not wait to learn how hospice care can benefit you and your loved ones. If you have any questions regarding end-of-life care or support, please contact the compassionate team of experts at Minnesota Hospice. They are available to answer your questions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A registered nurse is there to answer your questions. The phone number to reach them is 952-898-1022. Once again, 952-898-1022. Or, as always, you can visit them online at minnesotahospice.com. All right, let's return to our conversation with Dr. Madison. And also, folks, if you are curious, their website, thanacare.com, is what we are referencing this segment. And you can follow along with us, but it's Thanacare, thanacare.com, or follow them on LinkedIn and Instagram. All right. Dr. Madison, we've been talking about a lot of things here. I mean, we keep talking about the benefits of advanced care planning, and many people just don't want to do it. And I found in conversations with my team and our social workers and our nurses is that people just think it's too complicated. They just think it's like doing my taxes, or it's like, oh, I don't want to have to, number one, make the decisions because it addresses my mortality. So that's one aspect. But the other one is they just don't – it's like papers and documents, and they get confused, and it's like, oh, I just don't want to deal with it. So the family members are the ones should be really pressing to have them do this, because they're the ones that also benefit from having a clear advanced care directive.
It is true, Ken, that the family members are the ones that actually should be kind of forcing mom and dad to take this on if for some reason they're not at the moment embracing it. I do think that and you're right, it is complicated. You know, our approach with regard to the complication of the discussion is that we believe it's best done with a trained medical professional to help walk you through it so that they can kind of explain the different decisions that might be made. And we've also kind of, you know, taken a subspecialty approach to the conversation. And so the patient, if they have a pre-existing condition, and again, you know, I think in the ideal world, you know, I think most people would choose to die in their sleep at age 95.
That's right.
You know, unfortunately, that only happens about 20% of the time that somebody dies a sudden death.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, 80% of the time, it's a much slower,
right,
more protracted process.
Sometimes and that's agonizing. Is
yeah,
a word I've heard people
yeah,
use.
Agonizing is a word that's often appropriately used, and it's represented by medical conditions that mm-hmm. the patient, you know, accumulates over the course of their life, and those medical conditions, you know, can often be a predictor of what the mm-hmm. what their death would look like. You know, mm-hmm. so for example, dementia. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, when do they stop recognizing their family members? Do they stop talking? Do they stop eating or drinking? Mm-hmm. The answer is yes at some point. Right. And so the question, you know, is can you, before that happens, have the discussion with the patient and the family members and say, okay, well, this is the direction this is going, mm-hmm. and these are the decisions you're going to have to make, and what decisions do you want to make ahead of time so that you can help your family make the right decision for mm-hmm. you? Same thing is true for things like end-stage renal disease, patients on dialysis. There are certain, you know, that, you know, by definition, they're on life support. They're on a machine
right.
two, three, four times a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we know that what happens, you know, and what the things, what happened to that patient population. And, you know, there are specific things, decision points in that conversation as well. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is another one where, you know, the classic example there is putting a breathing tube into somebody,
right.
you know, and if you can put a breathing tube in, you need to be able to take the breathing tube out. And if it's not realistic based on their pulmonary function that can happen, that often doesn't make a lot of sense. And so we have tried to take a subspecialty approach to the conversation with a number of questions that are specifically tailored to the patient's pre-existing conditions. And we believe strongly that a medical professional needs to guide them through the conversation in order for the document and for the endpoint of the conversation to be more meaningful.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things that Thanacare does a great job of is offering to have the client videotaped. So in addition to the document, which can be duplicated, copied, have available at the home or wherever the person primarily resides, but what's nice is that you guys have developed on your platform the ability to have a video tape of the client who then takes and puts color into the document. you hear the tone, you hear, I mean, some of the examples that are on your site are just fantastic, or on YouTube, people can pull up some of those on Thanacare. I think that's just so helpful to have that, and you can go beyond the document in a sense and say, hey, I just want to tell my family how much I love them, and then talk about what the wishes are as they set up the best death that they can experience or envision for themselves.
It's so true, and you know, we've found that video process to be very powerful. I mean, mm-hmm. it obviously reaffirms the decisions that they make, mm-hmm. you know, as part of the process of completing their advanced care planning documents, but it also goes a long way to unburdening the family from having to potentially make some decisions that otherwise might be difficult, notably the decision to stop care. Mm-hmm. That's always the hardest one, you know, and the reason that we over-medicalize the death process is because that's a hard one, right. You know. Without you giving your family some guidance about what you want under the circumstances when you're incapacitated and can no longer make those decisions for you, they will choose most of the time more care.
Right.
And you would not have wanted that, and they will feel, you know, but they're not prepared without your help to necessarily say we're done. You know, we've fought the battle, and now we want to kind of move towards an acceptance phase, move out of the hospital and the healthcare system mm-hmm. towards a more peaceful setting, and allow it to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really a goal of ours, is to get people to feel much better about the end of life experience and have less stress and make better decisions.
It's so interesting when my team talks to people, when we look at it at your eligibility conference with a patient and family for hospice, or in talking about next steps, when we ask them the question, well, what is your goal? It's so interesting how many people haven't really been empowered to have a voice about the goal of their life. Many times, they've always just taken the direction of their provider and their doctor about the next step in terms of their normal healthcare course. But when you sit down with them and say, okay, we think we have maybe 2 months left, what is your goal? And it's so interesting how many people are shocked with that question, because they're looking for someone else, an expert, to tell them what their goal should be. And we tell them, no, this is actually your time. This is your decision. What do you want it to look like? And I think it's so helpful to have people trained to help them answer that, because they've just never been empowered to do that in many cases, because someone's always spoken for them, whether it's a spouse or a family member or a provider, a caregiver. It's just so interesting.
It is interesting. Because we go through our lives and we take responsibility for making most of the big decisions.
Right.
You know,
right.
Buying a house. You know, getting right. married. You know, I mean,
paying
you know,
for kids college.
You know, paying for kids college. I mean, this all this stuff that, you know, we would never abdicate
right.
those decisions to somebody else.
Right.
But somehow, some way, we've convinced ourselves that our death is something that we have no control over or shouldn't have any input over.
Right.
It is really hard to understand in so many ways, but it is a reality.
Oh.
That's the reality that most of people right. are living in today. And I know that the genesis of it in part is because we fear death, and we
yes.
you know, and we want to avoid thinking about it, or because maybe that means it's going to happen. I mean, there's all sorts of things, layers there to the conversation, which are, you know, but we have to peel back those layers right. and just accept that none of us is going to get out of this alive, you know,
right.
I mean, and so you have an opportunity here to do better for yourself and for your family,
right.
you know, and I think that we're trying to help people once they've crossed that threshold and are ready to have the conversation, we're trying to help make sure that they have a venue to make it meaningful and to make sure that it not only is completed, but that it's available
yeah.
So that we can execute the plan that they put forth.
Yes. And I we're almost done with this segment here, but you can also change your mind. This is not a permanent thing. People get kind of concerned. Oh, I'm locking myself into a decision. No.
I mean, it's not. You can always change your mind. That's right. The thing. I mean, you're right to point that out, Ken. It's important to know this is not an inflexible document. This is just a guiding document about what you want. And if you change what your mind up as to what you want, that's fine.
Well, and your health status can change.
Yeah.
Other things can enter in that will cause you to maybe rethink how you want to do certain things. And you may get more insight to what you may want as time goes on, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The music is cueing us out here. It's time for a short break. We'll be right back to continue our conversation on the benefits of advanced care planning with Dr. Michael Madison, President, CEO, and co-founder of Thanacare, a Minnesota-based end-of-life planning company, and we're discussing how Thanacare is providing end-of-life planning for people, families, providers, and how the power of advanced care planning benefits all stakeholders, from the patient to the loved ones to providers and caretakers. If you have a question for us, please give us a call, 952-946-6205, or text us at 612-999-3426. I'm Ken Hagland, and you are listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hi, I'm Mary T., inviting you to experience our integrative Mary T. Health and Wellness Center, offering physical, occupational, speech, and lymphedema therapies. Experience our guided imagery, meditation, Tibetan medicine, dry needling, massage services, including cupping and oncology massage. Sign up for our free wellness screenings and learn more at MaryTWellness.com. All major health insurance providers are accepted. Come for therapy. Experience wellness.
Supporting the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities has never been easier. You'll find an expansive list of local dining options at eatlocalminnesota.com, from classic American comfort food to authentic flavors from around the world. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us. Nightingale on 26th and Lindale is the ultimate venue for unforgettable gatherings. Whether big or small, your event will be a hit with delicious food and drinks served in a warm and inviting atmosphere. Plus, Chef Carey's special creations add that extra touch. Craft cocktails, curated drinks, and a diverse menu make Nightingale perfect for any celebration. More at nightingalempls.com.
Hi, this is Chad, owner of AM950, with an important message on home energy efficiency from my trusted contractor, Snap Construction. The Inflation Home Reduction Act has produced unprecedented benefits to homeowners with inadequate insulation. The IRS is now offering up to 30% back on all materials used. And for a short time, our local Twin Cities energy providers are offering up to $3,000 back in additional rebate. Snap Construction is a preferred contractor of Xcel and CenterPoint Energy. Xcel Energy has even recognized Snap Construction as a top-performing installer thanks to their excellent service and customer reviews. So don't wait. These energy partner benefits won't last long. Call Snap Construction to take advantage of the Home Reduction Act and get a free inspection. They're approved to get you your maximum rebate. Schedule your free, no-hassle appointment with Minnesota's most well-reviewed contractor, Snap Construction, by calling 612-333-SNAP or visit snapconstruction.com.
Why must the world be so cold? They've gone against what was told. Thinking rape is cool? Think about it. They think it's not wrong? Violence against women? The rape? The abuse? The emotional, physical, they all hold the hate. Think about it. Is it right or wrong? What attracts you? I'm not saying no names, but you laugh. Talk about it like nothing is wrong. Think about it. They all hold the hate. Gotta stop the violence. Stop the hate. Think about it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Back, folks. You are listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well, where we talk about helping you and your loved ones improve and enjoy your quality of life. My name is Ken Hagelin, and joining me today is Dr. Michael Madison, President, CEO, and co-founder of Thanacare. And it's a Minnesota-based end-of-life planning company, and we're discussing how Thanacare is providing end-of-life planning for people, families, and providers, and how important it is to do that because it benefits all the stakeholders involved, patient, loved ones, providers, and caretakers. So we are going to continue to talk about, in this segment, the actual platform, online platform, that you can use to start the process of getting your advanced care or your loved one's advanced care completed here using the Thanacare website. So, doctor, we're on the website, the Thanacare website, thanacare.com. And so if people wanted more information or wanted to maybe schedule an appointment, the best thing is to go on the top on the menus and hit the schedule button. And then there'll be must be some scheduling options on there that people can click. And about how long is a typical session with one of your people?
So it's all done remote.
Yep.
So typically we do this by either Zoom or Teams.
Okay.
It's with a medical professional, often a nurse or death doula to mm-hmm. help facilitate the conversation. We find a time for the patient, and then whoever is going to be designated as their power of attorney or their medical decision maker in the event of their that they're incapacitated. Typically, that's a husband, a wife, a son, or a daughter. Mm-hmm. And we have these discussions, you can schedule on the Thanacare website. You mm-hmm. can schedule a time to do so. Once completed, the documents can often be approved by remotely with e-notary and e-signature, so that we can get that all documented remotely as well. And then we do the video and upload that. We give them a QR code and a card, and they have that available with them in their wallet, or they can put it on their refrigerator so that it is available. But importantly, their family, who is going to make those decisions for them in the event that they're incapacitated, now has a clear understanding of what their wishes would be, and they also have the documentation to support the decisions that they might make, and they'll be much happier and less guilty in doing so. The cost of it, if you mentioned that you saw this on the show, we will do this at cost, which is $150 for completion of the process. Again, our primary mission is just to help people get more of this done. And so that's how we do it.
And it requires the document to be notarized, though.
Yes.
Because it is an official document.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And does it help to have both the patient and the family member or the power of attorney to be online at the same time?
Yes, and we could do it with witnesses. So if you have two witnesses, yes. Yeah, there are different ways to approach it. We'll work with the patient and their family to kind of work through the patient and their family to work through the process to make sure that it is verified and legal.
Yeah. One of the things we had talked about before was having it available, because many times when a person has seizures or has an event, they're not able to speak for themselves.
Correct.
When the EMTs are coming, or whether it's at home or in a shopping mall or wherever. One of the amazing things you guys do is you help distribute that throughout the medical system.
Yep.
So that it's in their chart, my charts, or whatever the different programs are. But you guys have the ability to connect that to hospital systems so that it's available in their records, right?
Yes. We work with various partners where that is we've incorporated the information into the electronic medical record so that it is available. But we are 100% committed to making sure that it is available. I mean, so that there aren't any hiccups in that process. And I think that what we've seen so far is that when you do it and it's completed and it's available and it's followed, that patients have a better end of life experience.
Yeah.
And it, you know, and it's such a small amount of time and money to kind of to make sure that that happens. You know, and so I think that regardless of what system you use to get it done, we're basically saying, please get it done. You know, and if your mom or dad aren't that interested in having the conversation, you might want to push on them because you know, because it's going to be hard for you.
It's going to benefit you
because
you're the one that remains after the death.
Yeah,
and the guilt, regret, all those emotions. It takes a long time to resolve those.
Yep, and you said it, Ken. You know the end of life process ideally is a celebration of life.
Yes,
it's not.
Destruction of death.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many, you know, it's like adding all these negative things to the end of life process are unnecessary.
Right.
And they follow the death in ways that the person who died would never have wanted.
Oh, never.
Never
wanted. No. And just so we have the last minute here, you're a Minnesota-based company, which is great. We love supporting that. But you're also – you can do this nationwide.
Correct.
It doesn't need to be Minnesotans. It's not like it's a state-licensed issue. You guys can support people anywhere. So if they have family or friends or relatives across the country.
That's correct. We have partnerships with providers across the country, we are a national organization.
Yeah.
We're based in Minnesota, but we have partnerships all over the country. And again, our commitment is that if you work with us and get the documents done, that we're going to be there with you to make sure that they're available when you need them.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing is you can have a visual testimony of what you want. I just love that. So there's just no question about this is what you want in addition to the document that can be distributed throughout the systems.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
It is.
I mean, it's really...
I've watched your videos.
Yeah, it's very powerful to have your family member reaffirm their wishes as put forth in the documents, you know, be grateful, express their wishes about how grateful they are for their life and that they want to have a peaceful and graceful death.
Yeah.
So it's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. I'd love to end on that. Folks, it's the right thing to do. If you have any questions... go to thanacare.com, thanacare.com. Get your questions answered and schedule an appointment. All right. I want to thank Dr. Michael Madison, President, CEO, and co-founder of Thanacare, for being here to discuss end-of-life advanced care planning. And I just so appreciate that. Doctor, thank you for being here today. Really appreciate you and your wisdom on this very important subject.
Thank you, Ken. I really appreciate it.
All right. We hope you enjoyed today's show, folks. Please contact us with any questions or comments you have regarding today's conversation. You can reach us anytime by voice or text at 612-999-3426. Join us again next Saturday at noon for another broadcast. And thank you for listening to Living Healthy and Aging Well. We talk about your health, your life, and until next time, choose to live well.
And I've been waiting such a long time.